Hello, good morning. Thank you for that introduction. I'm glad to see most of you have made it through to the third day of our presentation here at the Panama Marriott. You've heard a lot about different investment opportunities, some great real estate projects in Petosí in Panama, some hotel projects in Belize and coconuts in Colombia and gold in Switzerland and a heck of a lot of other things. And I'm here this morning to tell you how you can invest in all of these things using your IRA or your retirement account. I'm going to talk about these self-directed IRA accounts, how to structure them and set them up, how they can benefit you, what type of investments you can make, all the ins and outs of using your IRA to invest in the projects that you've seen at this conference. First, let's talk about what is a checkbook IRA LLC. It's where you are able to manage your own investments. You've got money in your IRA or other retirement accounts. You want to take over management of those accounts and make your own investment decisions. The IRA LLC allows you to do that. You can choose any allowable type of asset, including international real estate. You can write checks and you can have control. The IRA LLC basically gives you the maximum amount of flexibility and privacy available to any American these days. And it gives you checkbook control over the IRA funds, which allows you immediate response to any of these investment opportunities that you've heard about. The benefits of self-direction or managing your own IRA account is it's going to allow you true diversification. You can invest in non-traditional assets such as foreign real estate here in Petosí in Panama, mortgages, notes, private businesses, gold, foreign currencies, anything that you choose. You're going to choose and control the deals. You're going to decide on which investments to make. And you're also going to be able to increase your buying power through leverage. If you want to purchase a piece of property, you can get a non-recourse loan to buy that property. With that leverage, you should be able to get higher rates of return than you would from a boring treasury investment or whatever the heck Fidelity happens to be pitching you these days in the U.S. You're going to be able to get out of the U.S. market, invest in higher return markets, such as here in Panama and Petosí, you'll be able to diversify out of U.S.-based assets, out of U.S.-based currencies, experience higher returns in that manner. Now, I'm going to be using the word IRA throughout this presentation, but that's going to mean any type of retirement account. The traditional IRA, the Kiosks, Roth IRAs, TSPs from prior employers, TSAs, those are government accounts, solo 401ks, 403bs, 401k from a prior employer, SEP, Simple, SAR IRAs, they're all going to be able to invest in any of these foreign transactions. The only exception is going to be a defined benefit plan. Defined benefit plans are a contract that you set up between you and your, we'll call it broker. And whether or not you can use that to invest in foreign assets will depend on the contract and how it's structured. So to use a defined benefit plan, you're going to need to talk to your plan administrator to get the details on what you're allowed to do. So for here, we're going to be talking about IRAs, IRAs, and all types of retirement accounts other than defined benefit plans. All right, so the checkbook self-direction rules. You have to have a custodian or a trustee between you and your IRA plan. You can manage the plan, but there has to be a custodian involved, someone responsible for U.S. reporting rules to handle your U.S. reporting. With a self-directed IRA, you suggest investments, and if the custodian agrees, he makes the investment. With a checkbook IRA, you have the checkbook and you make the decision. So a self-directed IRA is where you can direct your custodian to make an investment. A checkbook IRA or an IRA LLC is where your IRA is placed in a LLC over which you have management control. Therefore, you make the decisions and you write the checks out of a checkbook IRA. Two basic rules are that you cannot borrow from the plan and you cannot pledge your IRA as collateral for any purpose. That means that debt-financed property by the IRA has to be a non-recourse loan. So, in other words, if you buy a property in Pettisea, you can put 20, 30, 50% down, whatever you like, get a loan for the rest, but there cannot be a personal guarantee associated with that loan. It has to be the only collateral for the investment is to be the property. Usually, a scenario like that, you're going to have to maybe have a larger down payment compared to some things in the U.S., you know, where you can put 5, 10, 20% down. Some of these downs are maybe the 30 to 50% range. And then the only collateral is going to be the property. Okay, the guidelines for a IRA LLC. The administrative requirements are going to be a annual valuation of the IRA by the custodian, an annual report to the IRS by the custodian. You are going to need to keep books and records, and if you were to form this in one of the states in the United States, in other words, you use a U.S. LLC, you might have state filing requirements. With an offshore LLC, you're not going to have any state filing requirements, presumably, unless, of course, you were setting up, unless you were investing in U.S.-based real estate through a foreign or offshore LLC. There's going to be only two prohibited classes of assets, two things that you're not able to invest in. They are life insurance contracts. Back in the 80s and early 90s, those were popular as life insurance contracts or viaticals. Those are not permitted. And collectibles. You can't invest in rugs, works of art, stamps, coins, or anything along those lines. Collectibles are, you know, you're not allowed to do that because you might buy a painting and hang it on the wall and enjoy it. And so you might be making that investment for other, you might make that purchase for other reasons than a simple investment. And then disqualified persons. There's a small group of people with whom you can't do business or invest with. You can't lend money to yourself or your immediate family, which is your spouse and your kids. A company, you can't invest in a company if you own more than 50% of that business. And you can't invest in a company if you're an officer, director, or a highly compensated employee of that business. Highly compensated employee is not a really well-defined rule, but I generally like to just say that if you're making more than $100,000 from that business, or you're an officer or director in the company, you are disqualified from investing in that business. Okay, here's my favorite slide. It's a flow chart of the IRA LLC process. So we've got your IRA with your current provider. Let's say that is Fidelity. We need to transfer or roll over that retirement account to a self-directed custodian. All right, and so let's, in many cases, that's IRA Services. You can look them up online, iraservices.com. They're not associated with my company. It's completely independent and just one of the many IRA self-directed custodians available. Okay, so we roll over from Fidelity to IRA Services. Now, what you have in that is a self-directed IRA. If you were to just leave it there and you wanted to make an investment, let's say you had a piece of property in Pettisea that you wanted to purchase, you would have to go to your self-directed custodian and ask them to make that investment. To be honest, they would probably say no because it's not a U.S. investment. So we add an LLC into this mix. The self-directed custodian invests in the offshore IRA LLC, which we created for you. And that's the only transaction, investment, or decision that the self-directed custodian has to make, to invest in the LLC which you created and which you manage. Now your LLC, using IRA funds, can go out and make whatever investment that it wants to. It can invest in the real estate here in Panama. It can buy gold in Switzerland. It can buy invest in a coconut plantation in Colombia. It can do any of these things that it wants to do. It can also partner with other people. It can partner with you and your own personal money. It can partner with other IRAs or other investment syndicates, whatever you want to do. So we've gone from Fidelity to self-directed custodian to your IRA LLC. So that's a two-step process to get the money in under your control. And now third step is that you're investing in whichever project you see fit. talked a little bit about partnering. Partnering, you're able to partner with yourself, your own personal after-tax money, or you know, if you had a, let's say you had a home, it's worth $300,000. If you borrowed $80,000 in equity, you could put that into a deal along your IRA or whatever else. If you and your spouse are keep separate assets, you can your IRA can invest with your spouse and your other family members, friends, colleagues, other LLCs, other IRAs, other investment syndicates. However you see fit, you can get that done. Let's look at a practical example. Let's say that you have $50,000 in an IRA and you want to buy a parcel of real estate in Petosí, Panama. But that parcel is $100,000. How can you accomplish this? You've got three options. You can combine your IRA funds with your personal cash. In other words, partner with yourself and make the investment. You can go out and get a loan unrelated to the IRA, and make that investment. Or your IRA can go out and get a non-recourse loan. In other words, a loan without a personal guarantee. So your IRA can go out and make that investment, put 50% down, let's say that's $50,000 in this case, get a loan for the additional $50,000, getting you to 100 and making the investment. Okay, so now you've got this $100,000 piece of rental property. How are you going to manage it? Well, it's going to be in the name of your LLC. Okay, and your LLC is going to be responsible for maintaining the for buying the property, obviously, and then also maintaining it, improving it if it's necessary, finding renters, and then it's going to, your LLC is going to pay any of these necessary expenses related to this transaction, and then rental income is going to come into your LLC, and it's going to flow up to your IRA. So your expenses are all paid out of your IRA, and the income is all returned, the net profits are all returned to your IRA, and in that manner they are tax exempt or tax deferred depending on your type of retirement account. We like to say it's they're all tax advantaged because they are all within an IRA. One thing I would like to point out here though is that you can be doing the work. You can be managing the investments. You can be managing the property and doing whatever you need to do. However, your IRA cannot pay your fees or reimburse you for things like travel. It can pay expenses directly, improvements directly, but you should not be getting involved with getting reimbursed for travel. That gets very complicated and risky. And it cannot pay you a salary for the time and effort that you're putting in. So, if you don't want to be responsible for the management of the asset, you can hire someone else to do it and pay all 100% of their expenses from your LLC, but you cannot pay yourself a salary or a fee for this work you're doing. All right, so you know what an offshore IRA LLC is and what you can invest in. Primarily foreign real estate is certainly the most common, but other people are using it to diversify just into foreign currencies or gold or whatever it might be. So let's hear, here are some of my most frequently asked questions when people call me up and what are they usually asking? First of all, is this new? No, these offshore IRAs have been allowed by the IRS for 30 plus years. But they're just not common knowledge. Your investment manager at Fidelity is only going to recommend products for which Fidelity gets a commission. Then, in addition, he gets a commission, and he's only going to recommend those products which are most profitable for him. Your investing in a piece of real estate in Petosí, Panama, is not going to be efficient or profitable for Fidelity, so they're not going to recommend it and they're not going to allow you to do it. Next, do I get complete control? Yes. You really only need to remember one thing when you're considering a transaction, that there's no self-dealing. As long as you're managing the assets in a professional arm's length manner for the benefit of your IRA account, you're pretty much allowed to do and operate however you see fit. Next is, why do I need an LLC in this process? Well, as I pointed out in that flowchart example, if you move your assets from, let's say, a Fidelity or a Prudential to a self-directed IRA custodian, that IRA custodian is only going to take your recommendation as to what you want to invest in. So if you say, I've got a piece of property here in Panama City I want to invest in, that custodian is not going to be able to do the due diligence necessary to make a determination whether that's a good investment, whether it's going to be a benefit to the IRA. And since he's not able or willing to do the due diligence, he's not willing or able to take on the risk of that investment decision. You know, if an IRA custodian allows you to invest in a property in Ecuador and that property goes south and you lose all your money, then he probably has some liability in that case. But if all he is doing is investing in your IRA LLC, if things go bad from there, that's not his responsibility. His responsibility was only to get the money into your LLC. So why do we need an LLC? It allows you to take over control and make investment decisions. Be they good decisions or bad decisions, you get to control the deals. Next, can I use leverage to buy real estate? Yes, absolutely. Leverage is a great tool when purchasing real estate, but there are a couple unique requirements when you're using a self-directed IRA. Basically, you cannot extend credit to the IRA or IRA LLC, and that means that you have to use a non-guaranteed loan. In other words, you can't, as long as you're getting a loan that is not personally guaranteed, you can leverage up as much as the bank or lender will allow you. These non-recourse loans must be solely based on the value of the property. So the bank lends you money based on the investment rather than your personal credit score or anything else. So basically, you as an individual shouldn't have anything to do with the investment or the lending decision. It should be simply based on the assets. And as I say, this generally results in a very slightly higher interest rate, but a higher level of collateral or capital being required, down payment being required. I typically see 30 to 50% down being required for non-recourse loans. Okay, can I be the property manager for real estate held by my self-directed IRA? Absolutely, you can manage the IRA LLC. You can make the investment decisions. You can collect the rent, screen the tenants, perform the general maintenance, manage the property, manage contractors if you're doing improvements, do whatever you want. The only limitation, as I said, is that you cannot draw a salary from your work. You are working only for the benefit of your IRA. Next, can I mix personal funds with IRA funds to purchase a piece of real estate? Absolutely. You can put up $50,000 and your IRA can put up $50,000 and you can get a loan for the rest and purchase a property in Panama or wherever you see fit. I mentioned that a disqualified person, you can't do a transaction with a disqualified person. That's basically your spouse or your kids. Your brother is not a disqualified person. So here's the question. If my brother is not a disqualified party, can I buy a house and let him rent it from me? Well, yes, you can do that. However, that transaction has to be at arm's length and at fair market value. So if fair market value rent is $2,000 a month, your brother has to be paying $2,000 a month. If he is unable or unwilling to make the monthly rental payments, you could run into a problem because there's certain rules called exclusive benefits rules that, you know, that you're allowing him to use that property for free, giving him a benefit. He's a related party, if not a disqualified person. And that could mess up your whole retirement account and cause that entire property to become distributed to you, including a penalty. So it's rather risky. But yes, it is possible to have a brother who is not a disqualified person, buy a house and rent it from you so long as it's at fair market value and at arm's length. Okay, next, can my IRA buy real estate that I currently own? Absolutely not. Your IRA cannot buy a piece of rental property or your primary residence if you already own it. There is you're not allowed to engage in any type of self-dealing or related transaction. Even if it's at arm's length and fair market value, it's going to be a prohibited transaction. Next, can I use my IRA funds to make improvements or renovations to my rental property? Absolutely. In fact, you're probably going to be required to use your IRA funds to make improvements and pay expenses and association dues and everything else associated with the rental property. All the expenses should be paid out of IRA funds, and all the profits made on the property should be returned to the IRA and in that way be tax advantaged. Next, and this one, you'll listen to the question a little more carefully. Can I buy my dream retirement home with my IRA and then live in it when I reach the age of requirement? The answer to that is yes. If you're saying, can I buy a piece of property with my IRA and live in it now, the answer is no. But can you buy it, rent it, do whatever you want with it, and then when you reach the age of retirement, can you live in it? Yes. When you reach the age of retirement, that piece of property is going to be distributed to you out of your IRA. So that distribution can be done over a number of months or years, or it can be done all at once, and there could be a significant tax distribution issue at that point. But once it is out of your IRA, which means after you've reached the age of retirement and it's distributed to you and any taxes are paid, then you are able to occupy that property. Next, may I use my IRA to make loans? Yes, you can make loans to any unrelated person for any reason, such as to allow them to invest in real estate. You can loan money to friends for any purpose. You can loan money to siblings, aunts, uncles, cousins, step relations. All of these people are not disqualified persons. You can make loans to them at arm's length at fair market value. You can make loans to real estate developers, just about any type of business that you don't own more than 50% of, not an officer or a highly compensated employee. All right, are the gains in my IRA LLC taxable? Not in most cases. If an IRA buys a piece of property and then sells it at a profit, the gains stay in the IRA. If it's a traditional IRA, the gains are tax-deferred. If you have a Roth, the gains are tax-free. Now, if you have leveraged up the property, let's say you paid 50% of the money from your IRA and 50% in a non-recourse loan, the 50% of the money that came from your property is going to, from your IRA, that's going to go back in your IRA and be tax-deferred or tax-exempt. The half that came from your leveraged investment, that money is going to be taxed at an unrelated business income tax rate. So you're going to pay tax on half of your investment. There are ways to work around this, work around the unrelated business income tax. It became famous last year, 2012, when Mitt Romney was running. He had used a lot of these offshore IRAs and leverage and what we're going to call blocker corporations to eliminate this unrelated business income tax. So that's something that I'm going to talk about in a minute. Okay, I have a 401k with an old employer. Can I move that into an IRA LLC? Yes, you can start controlling the money yourself rather than letting your old employer or his investment advisor control it. I have a 401k with a current employer. Can I move it into a IRA LLC? The plan documents probably say that you can't move money from your 401k or your IRA from your current employer. It's most likely needs to be from a prior employer. There are a number of exceptions to this, especially for people who have been at a company for a long period of time. Sometimes a portion of their IRA has vested and kind of become a separate IRA, and another part of their retirement account is still with that same employer. So you can talk to your human resources department if you've been at your company for a good long time to see which of your retirement accounts you can put into an IRA LLC or what are eligible to vest and for you to take control over. Okay, I have several IRAs and 401ks. Can I combine them? Yes, they can all be combined into a single IRA LLC. First of all, unfortunately for me, you only need to buy one IRA LLC from us, rather than one for each entity. Luckily for you, you can combine them all into a single LLC, and therefore you're kind of leveraging up your own retirement accounts into one retirement system, which would allow you to buy your real estate projects. Okay. Can I buy a business with my IRA LLC? Yes, again, so long as it's you don't own more than 50%, you're not an officer, director, or highly compensated employee, you can buy a business with your IRA. Special tax rules are going to apply, again, related to blocker corporations. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Can I invest in an existing business? Yes, you can buy stock in a business, or you can lend money to any type of business. What about a S corporation? Can you buy shares in an S corporation? Unfortunately, S corporations do not allow IRAs as investors. They only allow individuals as investors. So for that reason, retirement accounts are not eligible to invest in S corporations. It's not a limitation of IRAs, it's a limitation of the S-corporation structure, that only individuals can own shares in an S-corporation. Okay, let's talk about the tax benefits of being offshore. First, we have passive investment income is always going to be tax-exempt in your retirement account, which you already know. When an IRA invests in a business or a hedge fund, or becomes a dealer in something, such as stocks or real estate, or invests with leverage, it gets a loan, a non-recourse loan to buy a piece of property, the income received from that, the amount of money that's lent, or that's related to your investment in the business or the fund or being a dealer, that income is what we call unrelated business income, and that's taxable. Let's say it's going to be taxed at around ordinary rates, 35%. All right, and I should point out that a dealer in real estate is usually hard to define. A dealer in real estate is certainly not someone who buys one or two pieces of property in Pedicee and then sells them at a profit later. However, someone who buys a very large parcel of land on the beach, divides it up and sells 100 lots one at a time, that's clearly a dealer. What happens in between those two numbers, those two examples, it's hard to define. Okay. What we're talking about here primarily is the unrelated business income tax, which is derived from being a dealer or investing with leverage, especially in real estate, the unrelated business income tax. If you have a structure that is offshore, one of the tax benefits, sorry about that, one of the tax benefits is that you can add an offshore corporation to your IRA, called a UBIT blocker corporation, and that can be used to eliminate the unrelated business income tax. This only works in an offshore corporation. Why? Simple. An offshore corporation is not taxed in the United States, and it's not taxed in its local jurisdiction. You know, you have a Panamanian corporation that's acting as a blocker. It's not going to be taxed in Panama. So when you add it to your offshore structure, you're creating a tax-free entity. If you used a U.S. corporation, you would achieve the same thing. You would eliminate unrelated business income tax. However, the corporation would pay tax on the net income before distributing it back to your IRA. So, an offshore blocker corporation is an entity or a structure that's available only offshore that eliminates unrelated business income tax. And if you want to find more about this, take a look at our website. We've got a number of links related to how some of the wealthiest Americans, such as Mitt Romney and others, have used these offshore blocker corporations to maximize leverage and avoid unrelated business income tax. The website is premieroffshore.com. Look in the menu bar at the top right, go to tax, and there's a number of articles and other presentations there. Okay, so how can we help? What can we do for you? We provide the setup of the International IRA LLC, the structure and the setup. We can assure that you get protected checkbook control over your IRA. We create the LLC documentation and operating books. We can assist in opening any foreign bank accounts. We can refer. We are not U.S. licensed administrators. We're the people who set up the structure of the corporation and do the documentation work. But we're not U.S. administrators. So we refer you to someone such as IRA Services or Intrust or one of the other companies. And they act as your U.S. administrator. Again, their job is only going to be to handle your U.S. tax reporting and U.S. filing obligations. They're not going to get involved in your investment decisions or take any type of control. They're just going to act as your administrator. All right. Other facilities or assistance that we can provide is creating blocker corporations as necessary if you're going to use leverage and if it's going to be a sizable deal. And if unrelated business income tax is an issue for you, we can help structure. We can also help structure partnership investments if we've got multiple clients or individuals or businesses that want to get to go together with this into a larger real estate transaction. We can help structure that as an offshore investment. We have attorneys who will answer your legal questions and tax experts who will answer your tax questions. Then we'll also maintain your structure, keep it in good standing with Belize or wherever we may have your IRA LLC incorporated, and keep it in good standing there, and also interact with your IRA administrator to make sure that any changes to the law is properly applied to your structure. All right, I want to thank you. I'm 3 minutes over. This was supposed to be 30 minutes. So I thank you very much, and I will be available out front to answer any questions. And also, finally, again, if you would take a look at the tax section of our website, premieroffshore.com, it has a number of articles and links related to the use of offshore blocker corporations. Thank you very much.